A Dad of His Own by Minna Howard and read by Julie Teal for Saga Egmont.
Chapter 1. Their journey from London went well, and the two women arrived at the pretty village of Northbrook in Suffolk and started up the hill towards the castle.
"Look, you can see it now through the gloom."
Daisy took her hand off the steering wheel and gestured ahead, making the car lurch and Anna blanch. Above them, the grey mass of Northbrook Castle blended into the wide East Anglian sky, and Anna wondered if she really did want to stay here for Christmas after all. What if it rained all the time they were here? But she couldn't forget her son Freddie's parting words as he left for school this morning.
"Please say yes, Mum. A castle for Christmas. It will be great."
This was something she could do for him. They had not made any concrete plans for Christmas yet, apart from probably staying at home. It was such an emotive time of the year, especially after losing Gary, her husband and Freddie's father, such an important person in their lives, making her determined to give Freddie the best time she could. They reached the top of the hill, the castle looming in front of them. Daisy slowed down before they crossed the drawbridge ahead.
"You really don't have to do this, Anna. I know I've made plans over the Christmas break, but plans can be unmade."
Daisy, of all people, knew Anna found Christmas especially difficult.
"We're here now. We can't turn back," Anna said, "and Freddie would be devastated if I refused. Let's see, though."
She'd make a decision when she'd seen the setup.
The car clattered over the drawbridge, through a short stone passage and out into the quadrangle, a sort of courtyard encircled by the castle. Small dark doors and windows faced a bedraggled lawn in the centre of the quadrangle, and a strip of tarmac surrounded that. It did not look very welcoming in the teeming rain, grey on grey. But it might be fun, and surely the rain would stop. It might even snow.
"Freddie would love it, being able to run about in the fresh air away from London streets," Daisy said. "Though it doesn't look at its best today, but think if it snowed."
She stopped the car outside a door at one end of the castle.
"That would be something special." "Of course, it would be magical, but it probably won't," Anna agreed.
To her surprise, the door in the castle opened, and a man came out holding a large red umbrella. Seeing her face, Daisy laughed.
"Did you not realise that their flat is actually in the castle, not some modern building nearby?"
"No, I didn't." Anna felt a surge of excitement. To actually live in the castle was incredible, and would give Freddie a Christmas he'd never forget.
"Oh, dear Uncle Sidney, he must have been watching for us," Daisy said, as he approached them, a heavy-set man, his head hidden under the umbrella, which he lifted as he reached the car, revealing a friendly smile and faded blue eyes.
"Welcome," his voice rich and warm. "Sorry it's such a pig of a day, hardly tempting you to stay here."
"It is December, we can't expect it to be warm," Anna smiled.
"You go first, Anna, I'll run for it," Daisy said.
"I think there's room for all of us," Sydney suggested, holding the large umbrella first over Anna, then going round to the other side of the car to collect Daisy, and they splashed their way into the flat.
Aunt Philly, a slight woman in jeans, a thick jersey and a friendly smile, welcomed them in.
"I do hope you haven't had this rain all the way," she said anxiously. "It's been raining here for days." "No, only the last half hour."
Daisy introduced Anna to them both. Sydney remained on the doormat in his coat and boots, muttering something about heading straight out again and how he hoped to see them before they left.
"Well, come in out of the wet. Lunch is ready when you want it," Philly said. "It's so good to see you, Daisy. Seems ages. And to bring Anna. But don't," she laid her hand on Anna's arm, "take this on if you don't want to. You may find it too much, and I'll quite understand."
She led the way into the living room and an open fire dancing in the grate.